Kazakhstan is rising as a destination for travellers worldwide, and it's not difficult to understand why. Few countries blend Soviet heritage, ancient Silk Road history, nomadic traditions and futuristic development alongside breathtaking natural wonders as impressively as Kazakhstan. Remote wilderness feels much closer than you'd expect, while extraordinary contrasts stretch across the landscape, revealing both ancient history and modern marvels. Today, I'll take you on a journey to experience the true essence of Kazakhstan, uncovering its most amazing destinations, rich cultural treasures, and natural wonders that make this Central Asian giant so remarkable. But first, I'll tell you some interesting facts about Kazakhstan, and then explore its most interesting places that you won't want to miss. Did you know that Kazakhstan is the largest landlocked country in the world? Stretching across a massive 2.7 million square kilometres, it ranks as the ninth largest country on the planet and shares a staggering 7,600 kilometres of continuous land border with Russia, the second longest in the world. Despite its size, it has no direct access to the ocean, but its landscapes are nothing short of breathtaking. The vast Kazakh steppe, the world's largest dry steppe, stretches endlessly across 800,000 square kilometres, while the towering Altai Mountains rise near the eastern border, extending into Russia, China, and Mongolia. To the west, the Caspian Sea, the largest inland saltwater body on Earth, shimmers along the country's coastline. While deserts and mountain ranges shape the landscape in between. This epic scale has shaped not just the land, but the culture too. The Great Steppe was once the domain of ancient horsemen like the Scythians and Sarmatians. Even today, the Kazakh people embrace their nomadic heritage, with yurts, traditional portable tents, still symbolizing a connection to the past. In fact, Kazakhstan is considered the birthplace of horse domestication, with the Botai culture dating back to 3500 BCE, providing some of the earliest evidence of horse taming. And if you've ever seen the winged horse tulpar on Kazakhstan's national emblem, that mythical creature also hails from Kazakh folklore. This deep connection to nature continues through eagle hunting, a UNESCO-recognised tradition where golden eagles are trained for hunting in the Altai region. Once a skill passed down through generations of men, it's now being reclaimed by women, keeping this ancient art alive. Kazakhstan's history isn't just found in stories, it's carved into the landscape. The Shakpak Ata Mosque, hewn into the limestone cliffs of Mangistau, dates back to the 10th century. While the ancient Silk Road left its mark on cities like Taraz and Turkestan, once vital hubs for trade and cultural exchange, the ruins of Otra still bear the scars of Genghis Khan's conquest in the 13th century. Perhaps most fascinating of all are the Temgali petroglyphs, over 5,000 ancient rock carvings etched into stone, some dating back to the Bronze Age, with Tibetan inscriptions hinting at later Buddhist influences. And here's a twist. Those famous Dutch tulips, they didn't originate in the Netherlands. Kazakhstan is actually the birthplace of the wild tulip. The Zetisu region still blooms with fields of rare tulip species, the ancestors of the modern varieties celebrated worldwide. Kazakhstan isn't just a land of ancient wonders, its modern achievements are just as remarkable. Sitting on vast reserves of oil, natural gas, and minerals, it's become a major energy powerhouse. The Kashagan oil field in the Caspian Sea ranks among the world's largest offshore oil discoveries, while the towering 419.7-metre the chimney of the Ekibastuz Gres 2 power station is one of the tallest in the world. But perhaps most impressive of all is the Baikonur Cosmodrome, the world's first and largest space launch facility, which made history in 2001 when it sent the first space tourist, Denis Tito, into orbit. Since declaring independence on December 16, 1991, as the last Soviet republic to break away, Kazakhstan has continued to grow and evolve. Today, it stands as a vibrant, multicultural society where over 130 ethnic groups, including Kazakhs, Russians, Uzbeks, Ukrainians, and Germans, share its vast and culturally rich landscape. Now, let's explore the best places to visit in Kazakhstan and uncover the incredible experiences that await in this expansive country. Set against the majestic backdrop of the towering Tian Shan Mountains, Almaty is the vibrant heartbeat of Kazakhstan. As the country's largest city, it's a lively cultural and financial hub. The name itself is rooted in the Kazakh word Alma, meaning apple, hinting at the region's claim as the birthplace of this iconic fruit. While it's no longer the capital, Almaty hasn't lost its spark. It's a dynamic metropolis where modern living meets stunning natural beauty. Stroll through the bustling streets and you'll see the snow-capped peaks of the Tian Shan Mountains standing tall in the distance, a breathtaking contrast to the city's urban buzz. Just a short trip from the city centre, Koktober Hill rises 1,100 metres above sea level and offers panoramic views that stretch from Almaty's skyline to the sprawling steppes beyond. Here you'll find cafes, souvenir shops, an amusement park, and even a bronze statue of the Beatles for a quirky photo op. Towering above it all is the Koktober TV Tower, a prominent landmark visible from much of the city. But the real gem is the cable car ride, a gentle glide over the city that showcases the perfect blend of Almaty's modern pulse and natural charm. Just outside the city, you'll find the Medyu Ice Rink, sitting 1,691 metres above sea level, making it the world's highest altitude rink. It It's a great spot for skating with amazing mountain views. If you prefer skiing, the nearby Schimbalach Ski Resort offers slopes for all levels and stunning alpine scenery. Back in the city, Almaty's culture shines through landmarks like the Abayi Kazakh State Opera and Ballet Theatre and the Almaty Museum. In Panfilov Park, you'll find a mix of history and nature. The park, named after World War II soldiers, known as the Panfilov Heroes, is a peaceful spot to relax. At its heart is Zenkov Cathedral, an incredible wooden church built in 1907 without using a single nail. Remarkably, it survived a massive earthquake in 1911 and still stands strong today as one of the tallest wooden buildings in the world. Almaty's Silk Road roots come alive in its bustling bazaars and flavourful food scene. The city's markets, like the famous Green Bazaar, are a treasure trove of local flavours and traditions. Be sure to try traditional dishes like beshbarmak, a hearty noodle dish with boiled meat, and kazi, a flavourful horse meat sausage, both rooted in Kazakhstan's nomadic heritage. Beyond the city limits, the Almaty region opens up with a mix of stunning landscapes and fascinating history. From the towering Tian Shan Mountains to wide-open steppes and deserts, there's no shortage of natural wonders to explore. One of the highlights is Big Almaty Lake, sitting 2,511 metres above sea level. Its bright turquoise waters are surrounded by rugged peaks and change colour with the seasons, vivid blue in summer and softer shades in winter. Only 15 kilometres from the city, it's an easy spot to escape the hustle and soak in the peaceful mountain scenery. Fun fact, the mountains nearby are named after Soviet space missions, adding a bit of history to the view. Lake Issyk, about 70 kilometres east of Almaty, is another must-see. This beautiful lake was created thousands of years ago by a massive landslide, and it's been through a lot, including a devastating flood in 1963. Today, it's a calm, scenic spot surrounded by forests and mountain views. For something unique, Kayandi Lake is worth the trip. Formed after an earthquake in 1911, this lake is famous for its submerged forest, where the silver trunks of spruce trees stick out of the water like natural sculptures. Its bright turquoise colour comes from limestone and glacial melt, making it a favourite for adventurers and photographers. Not far away, the Kolsay Lakes are another incredible destination. These three alpine lakes are surrounded by thick forests and flower-filled meadows, perfect for hiking, horseback riding, or just enjoying the fresh air. Birdwatchers also love this area since it's along a migratory route. If waterfalls are more your thing, check out the Tix Waterfall, set in the quiet Tex River Valley and surrounded by blooming wildflowers in the warmer months. Then there's Burkhan Bulak Waterfall, the tallest in Kazakhstan at 168 metres. Found in the Dzungarian Alatau Mountains, its name means sacred spring, and it's as impressive as it sounds. For a more laid-back vibe, Lake Kapchagai is the place to go. This man-made reservoir, built in the 1960s, has sandy beaches, warm water, and plenty of water sports. It's also become a habitat for birds and fish, adding a touch of wildlife to the fun. The Almaty region isn't just about nature. There's a lot of history and culture here too. You'll find traces of ancient trade routes and nomadic traditions that tell the story of Kazakhstan's past. The Bogdanovich Glacier, tucked high in the Il Alatau Range near Almaty, is a stunning reminder of the last ice age. Sitting over 3,000 metres above sea level, it's home to an incredible ice wall, a gleaming face of compacted ice marked with frost patterns and grooves. As you stand there, you can see the glacier's story etched into the ice, showing centuries of movement and change. But it's not just about the beauty, it's a wake-up call too, as the glacier is slowly retreating, reminding you of the real impacts of climate change. Thankfully, being close to Almaty, this glacier is one of the easiest to visit, so you don't need a long expedition to witness this incredible natural wonder up close. The journey to our next destination has its own kind of magic. Just 200 kilometres from Almaty, the drive takes you through Kazakhstan's wide-open and ever-changing landscapes. You'll pass endless rolling steppes that seem to stretch forever, with the occasional traditional village giving you a peek into rural life. As the scenery starts to change, rugged terrain and windswept plains let you know you're getting close. And then, out of nowhere, the cliffs of Charon Canyon come into view, a jaw-dropping surprise that makes the drive so worth it. Known as the Grand Canyon of Central Asia, this natural wonder stretches over 90 kilometres. Its colourful cliffs and rock formations were shaped over millions of years by the Charon River, weathering and shifting tectonic plates. The layers of rock tell a story that goes back 12 million years, showing glimpses of how the Earth's climate has changed over time. The Valley of Castles is one of the most famous spots, with sandstone walls that look like ancient fortresses. These formations were shaped by erosion, with the softer rock wearing away faster than the harder layers, creating a landscape that feels almost otherworldly. But Charon Canyon isn't just about its stunning views. It's a place full of history. Sitting in the Ely River Basin, it was once home to ancient civilizations and may have been a route for traders on the Silk Road. The name Charon is tied to local folklore with stories of giants and spirits shaping the land. Some Khazar communities even see the canyon as a sacred symbol of resilience and natural beauty. When the sun rises or sets, the canyon's cliffs glow in shades of red, orange, and yellow, creating an unforgettable sight. If you love the outdoors, you'll find plenty to do here, from hiking trails and picnic spots to camping under the stars. And if you're looking for adventure, rafting down the Charon River is a thrilling way to see this incredible place up close. A short drive from Charon Canyon takes you to Alton Emyl National Park, a massive 4,600 square kilometre area filled with incredible landscapes and wildlife. One of its most fascinating features is the Singing Dunes, an amazing natural phenomenon that lives up to its name. These towering sand dunes, standing up to 150 metres high, make a deep humming sound when the wind blows, like nature's own music. The sound comes from the sand grains rubbing together, but local legends say it's the voices of spirits or echoes of ancient times, which adds a little mystery to the experience. Another highlight is the Aktau Mountains, also known as the White Mountains. These colourful cliffs stretch across the horizon with layers of white, red, orange, green, and pink, created millions of years ago by sediment from an ancient sea. But they're not just beautiful. These mountains are like a time capsule. Fossils of plants, fish, and even dinosaurs have been found here, offering a peek into life millions of years ago. Despite the dry and rugged look, the area is home to a surprising variety of plants and animals, including some you won't find anywhere else. The park is also full of stories. Nomadic tribes once used the mountains to navigate the land, and Khazakh legends talk about giants and spirits shaping the formations. Heading north, Astana, Kazakhstan's capital, rises dramatically from the endless steppes, a bold symbol of the country's future. Since becoming the capital in 1997, Astana has grown into a city of cutting-edge architecture and modern design, showcasing the nation's rapid progress and ambition. Its story began in 1830 when it was founded as Akmolinsk, and its changing names reflect Kazakhstan's evolving history. Astana's skyline is filled with striking landmarks. At its center is the Bayterek Tower, inspired by a Kazakh folktale about the mythical tree of life, where the legendary bird Samruk laid its golden egg. Standing 97 meters tall, the tower symbolizes prosperity and renewal. Nearby, the Khan Shatr, a giant tent-like structure, houses a unique indoor space with shopping, entertainment, and even an indoor beach. Other highlights include the Palace of Peace and Reconciliation, a pyramid-shaped building dedicated to fostering interfaith dialogue, and the Hazret Sultan Mosque, one of the largest in Central Asia. The Astana Opera adds a cultural touch with its blend of European and Kazakh design, while the futuristic Nur Alem Sphere, a legacy of Expo 2017, focuses on sustainable energy and anchors the lively Expo City District. For a quieter moment, the Ishim River embankment offers a scenic spot with bridges, cafes, and walking paths along the water. As a smart city, Astana incorporates advanced technology to create a sustainable, connected urban environment. Astana's transformation from a small town to a bustling metropolis reflects Kazakhstan's growing presence on the global stage. Further north, Burabay National Park, often called the Kazakh Switzerland, is a peaceful escape with calm lakes, thick pine forests, and unique rock formations. At its center is Lake Borovo, a clear, beautiful lake surrounded by cliffs and greenery. The area is full of local legends like Jumbaktas Rock, which looks like a veiled woman and carries a mysterious story. Nearby, formations like Oxetpes, unreachable by arrows, and the cliffs of Blue Bay show off nature's ability to carve stunning shapes over time. Burabay isn't just about the scenery, it's also tied to Kazakhstan's history and culture. Ablai Khan's Field is where the famous Kazakh leader once gathered his warriors, giving the park a deep connection to the nation's past. Mount Kokshetau, considered sacred, adds a spiritual side to the park and attracts visitors looking for inspiration or a quiet moment. The park is home to a variety of ecosystems, including pine forests, birch groves and wildflower meadows, which provide a habitat for animals like elk, deer, foxes and many birds. For outdoor lovers, there are hiking trails with amazing views from Mount Kokshetau, and in summer you can enjoy boating or kayaking on Lake Borovo. When winter arrives, the park turns into a snowy playground for cross-country skiing and ice skating on the frozen lakes. In southern Kazakhstan, the Aksu Jabagli Nature Reserve, the oldest in Central Asia, is packed with natural beauty and history. It's been around since 1926 and is now recognised as a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve, showing Kazakhstan's commitment to protecting its amazing landscapes and wildlife. The star of the reserve is the Aksu Canyon, carved out by the Aksu River over millions of years. Its cliffs drop more than 500 metres and stretch for 15 kilometres. With incredible rock formations and even fossils from the Jurassic period, a fascinating peek into ancient Earth. It's a place that adventurers and nature lovers shouldn't miss. Not far away is the Akhmachet Cave, also called the White Mosque, which offers something completely different. This huge underground cavern has a spiritual vibe and has been a pilgrimage site for years. Sunlight streams through natural openings in the roof, creating beautiful beams of light and shadows inside. The effect is almost magical and gives the cave a unique, peaceful atmosphere. Turkestan is a must-visit destination in Kazakhstan, known for its deep cultural and spiritual significance. At its centre stands the mausoleum of Khoja Ahmed Yassawi, a UNESCO World Heritage Site and an enduring symbol of the nation's history. Built in the 14th century by Tamerlan, this architectural masterpiece honours Khoja Ahmed Yassawi, a 12th century Sufi mystic and poet whose teachings shaped Islamic culture across Central Asia. The mausoleum's massive turquoise dome, one of the largest in Central Asia, dominates the skyline, while its intricate tilework showcased the artistic brilliance of the Timurid Empire. Patterns in vibrant blues, greens, and whites are paired with stunning Kufic and Thuluth calligraphy, reflecting the craftsmanship of its time. Ingenious architectural techniques, including advanced ventilation and acoustics, have preserved this marvel for centuries. Interestingly, the mausoleum remains unfinished, as construction halted with Tamerlane's death in 1405, adding a poignant touch to its legacy. Situated along the ancient Silk Road, Turkestan was a vital crossroads for trade, culture, and spirituality. Often called the Second Mecca of Central Asia, it continues to draw pilgrims who come to reflect and honour Yassawi's enduring influence. Kazakhstan's vast and varied landscapes are a paradise for outdoor enthusiasts. Whether trekking through the snow-capped Tian Shan Mountains or galloping on horseback across the endless steppes, the outdoors is deeply woven into the country's way of life. Emerging activities like trail running and mountain biking are rapidly gaining popularity, drawing adventurers to Kazakhstan's rugged terrains and breathtaking scenery. Cycling through remote villages or fishing in tranquil rivers are just a couple of ways to fully immerse yourself in the country's stunning natural beauty. The Ili River, winding through southeastern Kazakhstan after originating in China's Tian Shan Mountains, is more than just a vital waterway. Along its tranquil banks, remnants of history offer glimpses into the region's past, including traces of Soviet-era infrastructure. While some abandoned projects and structures evoke nostalgia for ambitious but unrealized dreams, the river's true appeal lies in its natural beauty. Striking rock formations and fertile floodplains create the perfect setting for fishing, birdwatching, kayaking, or camping along its serene shores. This harmonious blend of history and wilderness makes the Ili River a haven for outdoor exploration and quiet reflection. Perched over 2,700 metres above sea level, the Asi Plateau offers an entirely different kind of escape. This vast alpine meadow unfolds with emerald green pastures, rugged peaks, and a profound sense of freedom. At its heart lies the Asi Turgan Observatory, an active hub of astronomical research, housing advanced telescopes like the AZT-20, used for studying cosmic phenomena. Surrounding the observatory, however, are traces of its Soviet-era origins, older structures and incomplete projects that add a layer of historical intrigue. These relic-like features offer a unique contrast to the cutting-edge science happening within the observatory. By night, the plateau transforms into a celestial wonderland with some of the clearest skies in the region. Camping here offers an unforgettable experience, allowing you to soak in the plateau's tranquil beauty and witness a way of life where nomadic herders still roam freely, blending timeless traditions with the untouched splendor of nature. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the vast and diverse landscapes of Kazakhstan. I hope it has inspired you if you're planning a visit, brought back cherished memories if you've already experienced its beauty, or for most of you, perhaps opened your eyes to a place you never imagined could be so captivating. discover the world, explore the extraordinary. See you in the next adventure.